够听到你想让我们听到的信息。
That we will have hearts that obey you.
让我们有一颗顺服的心。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Last month, I began a message that turns out it's going to look like it's going to be three parts.
我上个月的时候开始讲一个题目，这个题目可能我要讲三次。
With a translator, I only have half as much time each time.
因为都怪这个翻译啊，所以我每次只有一半的正道的时间。
But I started talking about conflict in the church.
上个月我开始给大家分享教会中的争执。
I ended with something that I want to begin with this morning.
我上次结束的地方也是我这次想要开始的地方。
I said this at the end of last month's sermon, and I want to start with it this morning.
大家是不是还记得我上次正道的时候最后讲了什么
Because as I have prayed and studied about this topic, I have thought someone is going to think, who's been talking to him?
因为有人可能听这个题目就会想说到底是谁在给他讲呢
So I remind you, as I said last month, I don't know Chinese.
上个月最后我也给大家想了说我听不懂中文的
I wish I did.
我希望我听得懂
But I don't.
但实际上我听不懂中文。
So if you're standing in the lobby and you're saying to some other Christian, I absolutely despise you.
所以当我如果站在这儿看到走廊里有一个基督徒对另外一个基督徒说我真是一点都不喜欢你。
I don't know what you're saying.
我不知道你在说什么的。
For all I know, you are saying, you are the best friend I've ever had.
对我来说听上去好像是你在说哎呀你是我最好的一个朋友。
So I am not addressing anything that I have heard.
所以我今天谈论的并不是我在这个教会里面听到的任何东西。
No one has talked to me at all.
没人跟我说话的在这儿。
But I have felt the Spirit leading me to talk about how do we deal with conflict in the body of Christ.
The conflict.
Conflict in the body of Christ.
但是我觉得圣灵在指引我要和大家分享这个在神在基督的肢体里有争执有冲突该怎么办
Now last month I talked to you about how to have a good church fight.
我上月给大家分享的说如何有一个好的有益处的一个冲突或者征战
We looked at the Jerusalem Council in Acts 15.
我们看使徒行传15章讲到的耶路撒冷的会议
I said that was a good fight because there was a clear right and wrong.
我当时说这个争执其实是有益处的因为其中是有明确的是非
There were biblical guidelines to follow
有我们可以遵循的明确的属灵原则
And so we saw there was much debate it says
所以我们看到虽然有很多的争论
But at the end of the meeting they could say This is what the Bible teaches We will follow it
但是不管他们如何争论在会议的最后他们都可以得出同样的结论说圣经这么教导我们就这么做
I consider that a good church fight
所以我认为这是一个有益处的好良性的一个争执一个冲突
You find God's plan for the church and you move forward
在这种冲突和争端中你找到了神对教会的心意并且向前推进
It may be painful but it brings a good result
这个过程或许会让你感到很痛苦但是它会将这个神的心意向前推进
This morning I'm going further in Acts chapter 15
然后我们今天呢继续来看使徒行传十五章
And I'm coming to something that I think is even more difficult
然后我就看到接下来这部分对我来说可能是更难的
Personal conflict
那就是个人的冲突
You see for me it's more difficultIt's harder to find solutions when there's no clear biblical principle involved.
你看到吗？在争端中，如果没有明显的属灵原则在其中的话，其实是更难判断对错的。
When we can't say the Bible says do this, this, and this, it's harder to find a solution.
当我们没有办法在圣经中说，圣经中看到说神这么说、这么做、这么做，那在这个情况下有冲突，我们要发。找到解决方法是更难的。
But those kind of conflicts can destroy a congregation.
但我们同时也看到这样子的争执其实是会毁掉一个教会的。
Paul wrote to the church at Corinth.
保罗对哥林多的教会这样写道。
And he said, I appeal to you that all of you agree.
说弟兄们，我劝你们要彼此相合。
That there be no divisions among you.
你们中间也不可分党。
And then he says that you be united in the same mind.
说只要一心一意，彼此相合。
The word there that is translated united.
这里这个彼此相合这个词。
It's a word that tent makers used. Remember, Paul was a tent maker.
你要记得保罗其实是一个搭帐篷的。这个彼此相合这个词最早其实是这些搭帐篷的人在使用。
And as a tent maker was sewing the pieces of canvas together,
就是当这些搭帐篷的人把这个帆布缝在一起的时候，
someone would say, make sure those two pieces are united so that they don't leak.
然后就有人会说，你要保证你这些帆布都是紧紧地连在一起的，这样子的话就不会漏雨。
They had to be sewn together so well that no leaks would creep in.
它这个帆布必须是紧紧地贴合在一起，然后一点缝隙都不能有。
And I think Paul is saying to this church at Corinth.
所以我想保罗可能是对哥林多的教会在这样说。
When we are divided, we spring a leak.
说当我们彼此有裂痕、彼此分裂的时候，我们当中就出现了这样的缝隙。
The attacks of Satan slip through.
然后撒旦的攻击就会从这个缝隙溜进来。
A few months ago, I was talking to a pastor.
几个月之前，我在和一个牧师在聊天。
He's retired, but he's fairly young.
虽然他很年轻，但他已经退休了。
And I said, "Why did you retire?"
我问他，你为什么这么早退休呢？
He said, "I gave up."
然后他说，哎，我真是放弃了。
I said, "What happened?"
我问他发生了什么。
He said, "I went to a church that had 30 members."
然后他就说，我之前那个教会大概有30个会众。
He said, I worked hard.
说我这个服侍很努力的。
My members worked hard.
我的这个会众也服侍很努力。
In 5 years, our church grew from 30 members to 150 members.
然后通过几年的时间，我们这个教会就从30个人成长到了150个人。
We were excited. God was helping us.
然后我们就非常的兴奋，说神在帮助我们。
And he said, for 10 years, we grew and God blessed us.
然后有十年的时间，神一直祝福我们，我们一直在成长。
And then we went from 150 members to 20 members.
然后突然我们就从150个人的会众变成了只有20个人。
I said, what happened?
我就问他发生什么了。
It wasn't doctrinal conflicts.
他们并没有任何教导或教义上的冲突。
It wasn't biblical principles.
这个争执也无关圣经的真理。
It wasn't even COVID.And an election.
甚至无关这个新冠疫情或者是总统大选。
It was this.
那他们争执的问题是什么呢？
Two families in the church.
说这个教会有两个家庭。
Began to fight.
然后就这两个家庭开始有冲突。
And they began to recruit supporters on either side.
然后他们每一边都号召召集了很多他们各自的支持者。
If she teaches Sunday school, I'm not sending my children.
然后有人就说，如果这个姐妹教主日学的话，我一定不会把我孩子送过去。
If he's the youth leader, my kids aren't coming.
然后另外一个人说，如果这位弟兄是这个青少年的带领的话，我一定不会把我的孩子送过去。
I'm not going to come to the church dinner if that person is there.
然后说，这个人如果在这儿的话，我绝对不会来教会吃晚餐的。
Soon the church was taking sides.
所以很快的，这个教会就开始分党分派。
And a growing, thriving church has nearly died today.
然后到今天为止，这一个曾经非常辉煌、一直在成长的教会，已经快要这个步入它的这个末年了。
Nothing major.
不是什么大问题的。
Most of the members don't even know what was the root cause.
他们当中甚至很多会众都不知道这个争执最开始的原因到底是什么。
But Paul says, when there's divisions, we spring a leak.
但是保罗说，当我们有这样裂缝的时候，我们就让这个，当我们中间有分裂的时候，这个裂缝就出现了。
Personal conflict can destroy a church.
这种个人的争执和冲突是会毁掉这教会的。
And it's not new.
而这件事也并不是一件新鲜事。
This happened in the early church.
早期教会中就是这样。
Last time we looked at a big, major theological issue.
我们上个月看到的是一个很大的一个神学上的观点问题。
But not every issue that they divided about was major.
但是他们当中引起分裂的原因不都是这种大的事情。
Not every issue was theological.
他们引起分裂的这个原因也不都是很大的事情。
Acts 6 tells us a story.
在使徒行传第六章给我们讲了这样的故
事。In the church there were Greek-speaking Jews.
说在
And Hebrew-speaking Jews.
说在早期教会有讲希腊语的犹太人，还有这个讲犹太话的犹太人。
Jews that came from a long Jewish tradition and Jews that had assimilated a bit more into the Greek world.
说有的人他们是有很长的这个犹太的历史和传统，就是希伯来人，有的是从比较远的已经去到希腊那边了。
Maybe here we would say Mandarin speaking and Cantonese speaking.
或者更像我们这里比如说讲普通话的和讲粤语的。
And the Greek speaking Jews come to the church leaders.
然后这些讲希腊话的犹太人就来到教会领袖面前。
And they say each week you bring food and help the widows in the church.
然后对他们讲说你们每周给教会的这些寡妇们分发食物。
But we've noticed that the bowl of rice for the Hebrew-speaking widows is a little bit bigger than for the Greek-speaking widows.
然后我们就注意到说给这个说希伯来语的这些犹太人的寡妇他们分的这个米饭好像就比我们讲希腊话的犹太人这个米饭要多一些。
That's not fair.
这太不公平了。
Aren't you glad that in 2,000 years the church hasn't changed?
你是不是很开心说2000年以后我们教会还是这样的？
Because I still hear the pastor visits his favorites more than he visits me.
然后我今天还是会有人说，哎呀，这个牧师经常去拜访他喜欢的那个弟兄姐妹，而不是我。
I don't hear that here, because I don't speak Chinese.
我说的不是这儿啊，我听不懂你们讲中文的。
Those other churches out there.
我说的是那外面的别的教会。
My point is this. Just because we're Christians does not mean there won't be some hurt feelings.
但我的意思是说，我们是基督徒，但并不意味着我们就不会有被伤害的感觉。
There will be problems that we have to resolve.
我们也有必须面对和解决的困难。
It happened in the early church, and it happens to us.
早期教会是这样子，我们现在也是这样子。
There'll be personal conflicts.
教会中会有这种个人的冲突和争执。
And so this morning I'm wanting us to kind of listen in on one of those conflicts.
所以今天早上我想让大家来看一下早期教会的一个争执。
I want you to remember they're not dividing about a biblical principle.
我想让大家记得他们这样彼此产生分歧并不是由于一个属灵的一个观点或者原则。
Acts chapter 15 verse 36.
在使徒行传十五章三十六节
We have finished the big debate at Jerusalem about Gentiles in the church.
然后这个时候他们刚刚结束了在耶路撒冷那个很大的关于教会中的外邦人的争论
They disagreed, they argued.
他们当时有各样的分歧他们彼此争论
But now, that's over.
现在这些争论都结束了
They held hands and sang, Blessed be the tie that binds.
然后他们就彼此问安，然后分开。
Everyone feels wonderful.
然后每个人都觉得非常好。
Verse 36.
然后第三十六节。
And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are."
然后过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说，我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城。看望弟兄们景况如何。
Now Barnabas wanted to take with them John called Mark.
而巴拿巴有意要带着称呼马可的约翰同去。
But Paul thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work.
但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工。就以为不可带着他同去。
And there arose a sharp disagreement.
然后这就引起了他们一个很大的一个争论。
So that they separated from each other.
甚至彼此分开。
Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed.
巴拿巴带着马可坐船前往塞浦路斯去， 保罗也拣选了希拉也出去。
Having been commended by the brothers to the grace of God, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches.
蒙弟兄们把他交于主的恩中，他就走遍叙利亚、基利加，坚固众教会。
Back in Acts chapter 13,
我们回到使徒行传十三章。
John Mark went with Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey.
在保罗和巴拿巴第一次宣教旅程的时候，马可是跟他们同行的。
John Mark was young.
马可那时候还很年轻。
He was immature.
他也不成熟。
And it appears from another place that he was from a well-to-do family.
而且他当时是来自一个比较富足的家庭。
So he's used to having it kind of nice.
所以他的生活一直是过得还不错的。
And traveling with Paul is hard.
对他来说和保罗一起旅行是很难的。
There were no business class seats on the ship.
在船上他们也没有什么头等舱的座位。
The hotels did not have fluffy pillows.
然后也没有那个软绵绵的枕头可以枕。
And there were no dinner buffets.
也没有这个自助餐的晚餐。
Instead, the travel is hard.
而这个旅行这个过程本身就很艰难了。
And when they preach, crowds throw rocks at them.
但他们向众人传道的时候，那些人还拿石头扔他们。
John Mark says, "This is hard."
然后约翰马可说这太难了。
And I miss my mom.
我想想妈妈了。
I'm going home.
我要回家去。
He leaves.
所以他就离开了。
Now it's time for a second trip.
然后现在保罗和巴拿巴在预备第二次的宣教旅行。
And Barnabas says, "I have an idea."
巴拿巴说，哎，我有个主意。
Let's take John Mark with us.
让我们带着约翰马可一起吧。
And Paul says,
然后保罗说，
"I have a better idea."
哎，我有个更好的主意。
Let's leave him at home.
让他就待在家里吧。
And it says they had a sharp disagreement.
然后说他们有很大的争论。
That means they did not say.Now, my dear brother Paul.
那是这个很大的争论，就意味着他们当时没有坐下来说：“哎呀，我亲爱的保罗弟兄呀。”
I think that we should at least consider a new idea. No.
说，亲爱的保罗弟兄，让我们就想一想，至少想一想有什么新的办法吧。
It gets loud.
他们其实吵得很厉害。
They feel strongly about this.
他们彼此的这个观点都很坚定。
Neither of them will give in.
他们谁都不愿意妥协。
Until finally, they separate into two teams.
然后最终他们就分成了两个团队。
This story to me is very sad.
对我来说，这个故事是让人很难过的。
Because when you go back and read the first missionary journey, they made a great team.
因为当你去读他们第一次旅行布道的时候，你会看到保罗、巴拿巴他们是一个很棒的团队。
They worked together at the Jerusalem Council. They defended each other.
然后在耶路撒冷会议的时候，他们也彼此合作，互相来维护对方。
And so I read this and I think, just work it out.
然后当我读这段的时候，我就说，哎，你们想办法解决这个问题啊。
There's no biblical principle here.
说你们这个争论也无关圣经真理。
You can solve this.
你们可以解决的。
But they can't.
但是他们就是没有解决。
And so I want to look today, what do we do when there's such conflict?
所以我今天也在想，当我们中间有这样子的冲突和争执的时候，我们怎么办呢？
A friend of mine, Dr. Danny McCain, wrote a commentary for African pastors.
我的一个朋友甘颖博士为非洲的牧师们写了这样一篇评论。
And I'm stealing part of what I want to say this morning from him.
所以我就从他这个评论中拿出一部分来和大家分享。
Because he looked at some lessons that we can learn from this disagreement.
因为他当中提到了我们能从保罗巴拿巴的分歧中学到的一些功课。
The first lesson is this.
那第一个功课是什么呢？
Good people.Godly people can disagree.
那就是好人或者是敬虔的人也会有分歧。
Paul was a godly man. Barnabas was a godly man.
保罗和巴拿巴都是敬虔的人。
But they still came to strong disagreement.
但他们依旧有这样很严重的分歧。
Now I've heard sermons that condemn Paul for being so unbending.
我有听过谴责保罗的一些证道，说保罗你太倔强了。
They say, he should have been more understanding of this young, immature person.
说保罗，你应该更理解这个年轻的还不太成熟的一个弟兄。
I'm really not sure that's right.
我不确定这么说对不对。
You see, the reason Paul was such an effective missionary is because he was so strong and determined.
你看，保罗的强硬和他的决心，其实是让他成为一个很有果效的传道人。
If Paul had been a person who was quick to back down,
如果保罗是一个很容易妥协的人,
when he went to Corinth and he preaches and plants a church,
当他去到哥林多在那里讲道在那里职堂的时候,
and then he gets a letter from them saying, we've decided we don't want you back. Stay away.
他收到会众给他写的一封信说, 哎呀我们不想听你的讲道你走吧你别再回来了。
If he had been someone who says, okay, I want to get along.
然后如果他是一个想要与人和睦然后比较容易妥协的人
we would have no 1st and 2nd Corinthians in our Bible.
那我们圣经中可能都不会有哥林多前书和哥林多后书了。
The reason Paul was so effective is he is a kind of person who will say to the people at Corinth, it doesn't matter whether you want me. God is the one who called me.
保罗之所以成为很有果效的一个传道人就是因为他能够很强硬地对哥林多的教会说不管你们喜不喜欢我是神呼召我来这里
I think if I ask Paul Paul, why did you refuse to take John Mark on this trip?
我想如果我可以问保罗说保罗你为什么不愿意带着马可约翰去第二次的布道旅行呢
He would say something like this to me
他可能会这样对我说
Are you an idiot?
说你是脑子有问题吗
No military captain is going to take a soldier who's already deserted.
说任何的军官都不会带着一个之前中途离队的一个士兵去执行任务的。
You can't go into battle with someone who you can't count on.
你都没有办法信任他，怎么能带着他一起去打仗
？Spreading the gospel is too important to take a chance on a crybaby.
传福音太重要了，我不能在一个就是巨婴这个身上冒险。
I understand.
我理解他。
I can't really condemn Paul.
我没有办法谴责保罗。
But then I've heard some other people condemn Barnabas.
我也听过有人谴责巴拿巴。
He was too weak.
说巴拿巴你真的是太弱了，太软。
John Mark had already shown he was unreliable.
说约翰马克已经让你看到他是一个多么不值得信任的人。
And Barnabas should have been strong enough to say, "You might be my cousin, but I'm not going to put up with this."
巴拿巴应该可以说你可能是我的表兄弟，但是我不会在这件事情上不会对，就是跟你妥协的。
I'm not sure that's right.
我不确定这么说对不对。
You see, Barnabas was very effective at making disciples because.He was so patient and he believed the best of people.
我们看到巴拿巴之所以在门徒建造上非常有果效是因为巴拿巴是一个非常有耐心的人而且他总是相信人的更好的一面。
In fact, there's a reason that we talk about Paul and Barnabas.
事实上你想我们其实讨论巴拿巴和保罗是有原因的。
Because the first time Paul comes to church,
因为你还记得吗？当保罗第一次到教会的时候
，People say get him out.
人们说把他赶出去。
He used to kill Christians for a living.
这个人曾经以杀基督徒为生的。
We don't trust him.
我们不相信他。
And Barnabas is the one who says, "Do you trust me? Yeah? Then trust him."
而巴拿巴是当时站出来说：“你们相信我吗？相信。”那你们就该相信他。
Barnabas was a great discipler because he was patient and believed the best of others.
巴拿巴是一个很好的做门徒训练的人，因为他有足够的耐心，并且能看到人的优点。
I imagine going to Barnabas and saying, "Why did you defend John Mark?"
我能想象我自己对巴拿巴说：“你为什么要就是为马可来辩护呢？”
And I think he would say this.
我想他可能会说
Have you never read your Bible?
我说你还记得你的圣经吗
Don't you remember a man named Simon Peter?
你还记得圣经里提到那个西门彼得吗
He denied Jesus 3 times.
说西门彼得可是三次不认主啊
And then he became a leader in the church.
然后后来西门彼得成为了教会的领袖
If Peter deserved a second chance, Why shouldn't I give John Mark a second chance?
说如果连彼得都可能有再一次的机会，我为什么不能给马可再一次的机会呢？
I understand.
我也理解巴拿巴。
I can't say Barnabas is wrong.
我没办法说保罗和巴拿巴谁错了。
Good, godly people will disagree.
说这种好的、敬虔的基督徒也会有分歧。
Now again, remember, this is not what we were looking at last time. This is not a matter of biblical teaching.
大家要记得，我们这个分歧和争执不是我们像上一次看到的，这些争端无关圣经的真理。
Don't go away and say the bald-headed preacher said, you believe the Bible and I don't, but we should all get along.
你别回去跟别人说那个光头讲员说了，你相信圣经，我不相信，但我们还能和平相处。
No, this is not biblical teaching.
你要看到他们这里的分歧并非是关于圣经的教导。
It is simply two godly men who think differently on a practical issue.
只是在这个实际的问题上，两个敬虔的弟兄有不同的思维方式。
I've seen this happen today.
这样的事情今天也在发生。
A few months ago.
几个月以前。
Not from this church.
我不是这个教会啊。
I sat down and talked to two men.
我坐下来和两个弟兄一起在聊天。
They are both godly men that I love and respect.
我这两个弟兄都是非常敬虔，然后我也非常喜爱和尊重的。
But they had come to a bitter disagreement.
但他们却有一个很大很严重的一个分歧。
And as I sat listening to the two of them tell me their story,
然后我又坐下来跟他们聊天，说：“哎，给我讲讲发生了什么事儿。”
I realized neither is really wrong.
然后我就意识到，他们好像没有一个人是真的错了。
They just have different perspectives.
他们只是彼此的这个观点和思维方式不一样。
You know, I love how realistic the Bible is.
所以我是很喜欢这个圣经是这么的真实。
Because if I were writing the book of Acts, I would have left this story out.
如果是我来写使徒行传的话，我可能都压根不会记载这个故事。
I would think nobody needs to know that Paul and Barnabas had a big fight.
我可能会想，没人需要知道保罗和巴拿巴曾经有这么大的争执。
But the book of Acts is teaching us how to be disciples.
但是使徒行传教给我们要如何做门徒。
And God wants us to be realistic.
然后神也让我们看到真实的情况。
And if two godly men like Paul and Barnabas could come to a misunderstanding like this, it can happen to us today.
所以就像保罗和巴拿巴这样两位非常敬虔的弟兄都能够有意见分歧的时候，那这样的事情在今天发生也就不需要觉得惊讶。
We should not be surprised.
所以这样事情发生，我们也没有必要感到惊讶。
If our deacons and our elders sometimes disagree with each other.
什么事情呢？就是当我们的长老和执事们他们有意见不合的时候。
We shouldn't lose confidence in them when they disagree.
当他们有分歧的时候，我们不应该对他们失去信心。
Godly people will disagree.
敬虔的人也会有意见不合。
We live in a fallen world, and that means none of us see the whole picture.
我们活在这个堕落的世界，意味着我们没有人能够看到整个的画面。
It's a puzzle with pieces missing.
就像一个很大的拼图，其中有几块部分是缺失的。
And so sometimes we're going to have different opinions. That's okay.
所以我们常常会有不同的意见，这是完全没问题的。
But here's the principle I want you to understand this morning.
但是今天早上，我想让大家能够明白这个原则。
When I disagree with my fellow Christian,
说当我和我的弟兄姐妹意见不合的时候，
I must still respect their heart and their motives.
我必须要依旧尊重他们的心和他们的动机。
I may think their opinion is wrong.
我或许会认为说他们做错了。
But I must not condemn the heart of my brother and sister in Christ.
但是我绝对不可以谴责我的弟兄姐妹的心。
One of the things to me that is most heartbreaking about some of the political conflicts over the last few years.
这最近几年当中有一个让人非常觉得悲哀的一个事情，就是在这些政治的纷争中。
Is that Christians have broken fellowship with other Christians when they disagree over political issues.
那就是因为他们对某个政治事件的意见不合，导致了弟兄姐妹之间这种团契的破裂。
We should be able to say to one another,
其实我们应该可以彼此这样说，
I think that vote is completely wrong.
说我想你就是真是投票投错了人。
But you're still my Christian brother.
但你依旧是我主内的弟兄。
We should be able to disagree strongly and still respect the heart of our brothers and sisters.
我们要做的就是尽管我们会有非常大的争执和分歧，我们依旧尊重我们在主里的弟兄姐妹的心。
That's what Paul means when he says make sure you're united.
这是保罗说你们要合一。
Make sure no leaks spring in your fellowship.
说在你们的团契当中不可以有这样的裂缝。
I was principal of Christian school for 9 years.
我之前在一个基督教的学校做了9年的校长。
When you are the principal of a school, sometimes people will disagree with you.
当你做校长的时候，经常就有人提出不同意见。
And they will tell you. They will tell you.
好，然后他们也会把这意见告诉你。
A lady came to see me.
然后有一天有一个女士来见我。
Her grandchild was in our school.
说她的这个孙子辈的孩子在我们学校。
And one thing I learned was the one thing scarier than a mother is a grandmother.
然后我从这件事情也学到说比妈妈更吓人的就是祖母。
Grandmas have no mercy.
这个祖母真的是一点怜悯的心都没有。
That's my grandchild you're messing with.
说你不要在这儿瞎搞我的这个外孙外孙女。
The only sinless person who has ever been born since Jesus.
你说我这个宝贝啊，这是主耶稣之后唯一一个无罪的小可爱。
This lady came to talk to me.
于是呢，这个女士就来找我。
She was very unhappy.
这个女士非常的不开心。
And she told me in detail why she was unhappy.
然后他就很仔细地告诉我他为什么不开心。
And what I should do about it.
然后我该怎么做。
I was listening and I was feeling very bad.
然后我听着感觉非常不舒服。
Because this is a dear Christian lady. And I knew that what she wanted I could not do.
因为这是一位非常可爱的一个主内的姐妹。而且我也知道他所要的这个东西是我没有办法给他的。
But my job is to listen.
但我的工作就是让我去听。
So I'm listening.
所以我就听了。
After almost an hour,
大概过了一个小时，
she said, it's time for me to go.
她说，哎呀，我该走了。
I've given you my opinion.
我已经告诉你我的意见了。
And then she said, I want to tell you one more thing before I leave.
然后她说，我走之前再跟你说一遍。
And I thought,Here we go.
然后牧师就觉得，哎呀，这是又来了吗？
And she shocked me. She said this, Dr. McElwain, you are my brother in the Lord.
然后他接下来的说的话让我非常的震惊。他说，麦牧师，你是我在主里面的弟兄。
I pray for you every day.
说我每天都为你祷告。
And I want you to know.That if you don't do what I ask you to do, I will still pray for you every day.
他说，我想让你知道，就算你不做我让你做的事情，我依旧会每天为你祷告。
That lady died a couple years ago.
这个姐妹几年前过世了。
And I was heartbroken when she died.
然后当她过世的时候，我真是太伤心了。
I never did what she asked me to do. I couldn't.
因为他想让我做的事情我一直没有办法做因为我做不了。
But I was heartbroken because I knew there was a dear saint of God who prayed for me every day.
我很伤心难过是因为我知道这位宝贵的主内的姐妹她曾经每天的为我祷告。
Think about a person, a brother or sister in our church that you disagree. Don't look at them, but think about the person you disagree with.
想一想啊，在我们教会有没有一个弟兄姐妹，你跟他意见有分歧？别偷看他，就是脑子里想一想。
Especially don't look at your husband or wife right now.
特别是现在不要看你的先生或者太太。
But would you make this commitment? I'm going to pray for that person every day.
你是不是愿意有这样子的委身，说我愿意每天为这一位弟兄或者姐妹来祷告？
Not, I'm going to pray that they'll start doing what I want them to do.
不是说祷告说你要来做我让你做的这件事情。
But even though I may disagree,
而是
they're my brother, they're my sister, and I'm going to treat them with love and compassion.
而是你是我的弟兄，你是我的姐妹，即使我们意见不合有分歧，我依然会用爱来对你。
I have 4 lessons and I'm ready for lesson 2. I'm going to try to hurry.
我一共要分享四个功课，我们现在要开始快一点讲到第二个。
Lesson number 1.
那第一个是什么呢？
Good people can disagree.
就是敬虔的人也会有分歧。
Lesson 2. And this one is hard.
第二个功课可能听上去会有点难。
Sometimes,Going 2 different directions is the best solution.
那就是有的时候分道而行其实是最好的解决方法。
Paul and Barnabas decide the best solution is to separate.
保罗和巴拿巴决定他们最好的解决方案就是分道而行。
Paul takes Silas and they travel north.
保罗带着希拉往北去。
Barnabas takes John Mark and they travel to the island of Cyprus.
然后巴拿巴带着马可去到了塞浦路斯岛。
Sometimes we will find I need to be on a different project than that person because we can't work together.
有时候我会意识到说，当我们两个人没有办法一起同工的时候，我要开始着手做另外一项工作。
But there are 2 things that I want to emphasize here.
但在这里，我想要和大家强调两件事情。
Number 1, separation should be our last option, not our first.
那就是这种分道而行应该是我们的最后一个选项，而不是我们的首选项。
Far too many Christians are far too quick to say, well, I'm just going to take my toys and go home.
然后很多基督徒其实就是太快地说，哎，我就算了，我就跟你分开了。
If you don't do it my way, I won't be there.
如果你不按我的方法做，我也不来参加这个事儿。
Understand that for every example we have of Paul and Barnabas separating, we have many, many examples in the Bible of workers finding a way to unite despite their differences.
在圣经中虽然有保罗和巴拿巴这样分道而行的例子，但是有更多更多的例子是说同工们在意见不合的时候想办法保持合一继续同工。
I've already mentioned Acts chapter 6.
我已经跟大家 讲过使徒行传第六章。
Hebrew church members, Greek speaking church members.
说这些讲希伯来语的领袖和讲犹太话的这些。
The leaders do not say, okay, let's do this.
然后在遇到这个分歧的时候教会的领袖没有说。
The Hebrew church members will meet in their congregation and the Greek members will meet in their congregation. No, they find a way to come together.
说没有说他们就分开吧，这讲希腊话的这些犹太人有他们的聚会，讲希伯来话的这些犹太人有他们自己的聚会。
The church at Corinth is divided.
虽然在这个哥林多教会有分裂。
There's a group that says we follow Peter.
然后他们有人说我们是跟随保罗的。
There's a group that says, well, we follow Apollos because he's a much better speaker.
有人说他们是跟随这个彼得的。
Well, we follow Paul.
有人说我们是跟随保罗的。
And then you have a group that think they're really saintly and they say, we follow Jesus.
然后还有一群人他们觉得他们自己特别属灵，说我们就是跟随耶稣的。
We're sitting right on the front row.
我们就是跟着耶稣的。
Paul doesn't say, okay, let's have 4 churches.
保罗这里并没有说，那好吧，我们就分成四个小组，有四个教会。
Saint Peter Memorial Church，
说圣彼得纪念教堂。
First Church of the Apollos Christians，
第一个什么阿波罗什么教会。
First Pauline Church，
第一个这个保罗教会。
No， he doesn't do that。
保罗并没有这样说。
He says， work it out。
而保罗是说我们要一起来同工，要找到一个解决的办法。
We are members of one body.
我们是同一个肢体。
The normal model for the church should be finding a solution.
一个正常的一个正确的一个模式是应该我们一起找到一个解决方案。
We should work hard before we ever separate a team.
说 在我们最后这个分道而行之前，我们必须要努力地找到一个解决的方法。
But the second thing I want to say about the separation is this.
然后我关于这个分道而行想说的第二点是
If we have to separate.
如果我们必须要分开
We must not allow the separation to destroy our love and respect for one another.
我们必须要保证我们这样子的分开不会摧毁我们彼此之间的爱与尊重。
Paul and Barnabas separate in chapter 15.
在使徒行传15章保罗和巴拿巴分道而行。
The chapter ends 39 through 41. Barnabas goes one way, Paul goes the other.
然后这章最后就说保罗走了一条路然后巴拿巴去了另外一个地方。
Verse 41.
第41节。
Now let me read to you what verse 42 does not say.
如果有四十二节的话，他可能会怎么说呢？
There is no verse 42.
是没有第四十二节。
It doesn't say that Paul went to his churches and told them, "Let me tell you how weak Barnabas is."
并没有说，保罗去到他的教会，然后跟他的会众说，让我来给你们说说巴拿巴是一个多软弱的人。
It's not in there.
圣经里没有这么说。
Nowhere in here does it say, and Barnabas wrote a letter to the church at Ephesus and said, don't let Paul come back. He's too harsh.
圣经里也没有记载说巴拿巴写信给以弗所的教会说别让保罗再回了。他讲到实在太严苛了。
In fact, just a few years after this division,
事实上在他们这样分开几年之后
Paul wrote a letter 1 Corinthians
然后保罗写了一封信给这个哥林多的教会
and he was looking for a positive example to show them to teach one of the lessons he writes about
然后在写的时候他想要找一个正面的一个积极的例子
and he says you should be more like Barnabas
然后他用的是巴拿巴说你们应该像巴拿巴
Even after their division there was love and respect
就即使他们分开了他们中间依旧有彼此的尊重和爱
Here's the principle I want you to understand this morning
所以我想让大家今天早上可以明白这个原则
In our disagreements
说在我们的分歧之中
In our conflict we must never tear down our fellow believers
说在我们的冲突当中我们不要去拆毁或毁掉另外一个弟兄和姐妹
We must handle our conflicts biblically and respectfully
我们必须用属灵的方式用蛮有尊重的方式来处理我们的冲突
That means we're not going to make sarcastic comments about our opponents
意思就是说我们不是要去挖苦对方
We're not going to write anonymous letters to the elders
我们也不会给这个长老寄个匿名信
We're not going to try to recruit people to our side.
我们也不会就是召集弟兄姐妹来站我的队。
Those are things that tear down a church.
这些事情是会摧毁一个教会的。
Instead, even when we disagree, we will never do anything that tears down a fellow believer.
相反的，即使我们有冲突、有争执，在这当中，我们也不应该做任何事情。去拆毁或毁掉我们的这个弟兄姐妹。
It means we will have the humility to recognize I could be wrong.
就意味着我们要有这种谦卑，能够意识到我或许是错的那一个。
I don't think so.
虽然我不觉得我错了。
But I could be wrong.
但有可能我是错的。
So there'll be some humility. And it means we will deal with the conflict one-on-one.
也就意味着我们处理争端的时候是要一对一的。
We're not going to go around and say, "Let me tell you what he did."
不是在教会里走来走去，然后跟别人说，让我给你讲讲他做了什么。
Let me tell you what they're doing that hurts our church.
让我跟你说说他做了这些毁坏我们教会、伤害我们教会的事情。
Many of you remember Dr. Connie Palm.
你们可能有些人还记得我们当中这个。
She said something to me one day that I have never forgotten.
她曾经对我说过这样一句话，我真一直都记在心里。
She said, "I will not say anything about someone that I will not say to them."
说如果有一句话我不愿意当着这个弟兄或姐妹的面讲出来，那我就不会把这句话讲给别人听。
I'm never going to go around and say, you know, sister, you means well, but I don't think her translation is quite right.
就像我不会到处跟别人说，这个小月姐妹看着不错，但我觉得她这个翻译的不准确。
No,
我不会这样说。
I'm not going to do that.
我不会这样说。
And can I say to all of us,When someone tries to pull us in to those kind of conflicts, we must not take sides.
我想要跟大家讲的是，当有人发生争执，想要让你选边站队的时候，我们一定要谨慎，不要选边站队。
When someone comes and says, "Let me tell you," we need to be willing to not take sides.
所以当有人过来给你讲另外一个人的坏话的时候，你要愿意说我不去选边站队。
You know, it seems to me that one of the challenges in our world is we're forced to either like or dislike every opinion that comes along.
我们这个社会好像现在就是逼着我们必须在每一个意见都做我们是否喜欢或不喜欢的选择。
Let me encourage you to practice a sentence that I think is very important. It's hard to say.
我想让大家来练习说这样一句话，可能会很难，但是很重要。
It's difficult in English and it's probably difficult in Chinese.
就在英语当中很难，说不定在中文当中也很难。
In English it is, I don't know.
那就是说我不知道，我不确定。
Oh, that's hard.
说我不知道真是太难了。
And my daughter told me in Chinese, I think it's 我不知道。
我的女儿告诉我中文这句话说是我不知道。
And it's hard.
这几个字说出来真太难了。
But I am learning that I must be willing to say, I don't know enough to have an opinion about this.
那就是我必须要意识到说，我不是对每件事都要有自己喜欢或不喜欢的看法。
A few years ago, I memorized a verse that I quote almost every day.
几年前我就一直在记这一句经文。
Because you see, it is very, very painful for a college professor to say, I don't know.
因为你知道吗？对于一个大学教授来说，说我不知道这件事儿简直太难了。
I mean, I'm paid to know.
因为别人付我钱，就是因为我知道。
I memorized this verse from Proverbs.
我就一直记得这句经文呢，是在箴言书。
Whoever meddles in a quarrel that's not his own.Is like a person who takes a passing dog by the ears. Proverbs 26, verse 17. Whoever meddles in someone else's quarrel is like a person who grabs a dog by the ears.
就是说，过路被事激动，管理不干己事的争竞，就好像人揪住狗耳朵。
Now, young people, don't try this at home.
说年轻人千万在家不要试着这么做。
If you grab that dog by the ears, you're going to get bit.
如果你要尝试去抓狗的耳朵，你很可能被它咬伤。
And the writer of Proverbs says, "When I jump into someone else's battle, I'm going to get bit. I'm going to get hurt."
而箴言的作者就是告诉我们说，当我去管理不干己事的争竞的时候。我就会受到伤害，就好像我去故意抓狗的耳朵一样。
We must not tear each other down, even when we disagree.
所以，当别人有这样争执的时候，我们要学会这个说不知道。
Even in our conflict, we must build one another up.
即使在争端当中，我们要学会彼此建立。
Paul says in Ephesians 4, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth."
保罗在以弗所书第四章写到说，污秽的言语一句不可出口。
But only such as is good for building up.
只要随时说造就人的好话。
That it may give grace to those who hear.
叫听见的人得益处。
Can you imagine what it would do to our relationships in the body of Christ? If every one of us determined, I will never say anything that is tearing down a fellow believer.
你能想象一下，如果每个人都立志说我不说任何会损坏或不建造弟兄姐妹的话，那我们的教会肢体会是多么什么样的样子？
But even in disagreements,
即使在争执当中，
My words will build up my opponent.
说我的这个言语也是要能够建造对方的。
I told Sue I've been preaching too long on Sundays.
然后我跟我太太说，我主日可能会讲到讲很久。
So I told her I was going to cut short today.
然后我跟她说，我今天会努力讲短一点。
So when I get home, I have to apologize.
但我也知道，我回家之后又要跟她认错了。
Because I really have to get at least one more thing said this morning.
因为我今天还要真的是还想再讲一件事。
Number three.
那第三个功课。
God can bring good.Out of bad situations.
说即使在糟糕的环境中，神也可以带出益处。
I think Satan must have been very excited when he saw Paul and Barnabas arguing.
我想当撒旦看到保罗和巴拿巴相争的时候，他一定非常的兴奋。
Ah, this is great. They're going to destroy each other. All the good they've done is going to be wiped out.
说太好了，他们会彼此损坏，他们做的之前的所有的益处都会不见的。
And when I come to the end of chapter 15,
然后当我看到第《使徒行传》15章最后的时候
I feel kind of discouraged.
我其实是有点沮丧的。
And they were such a great team, and now it's over.
我在想，保罗、巴拿巴曾经是一个多么好的团队呀，而这个合作就结束了。
But then I turned to chapter 16.
然后我就看到16章。
And I start to see God bring good out of the bad.
然后我就看到神如何从这个不好的糟糕的环境中带出益处。
Now there's two missionary parties instead of one.
你看现在不只是有一个宣教团队，他们有两个。
Twice as many churches can be planted.
有两倍的教会可以被建立。
Twice as many workers are trained.
有两倍的同工被培训。
We've never heard of Silas before.
我们之前从来没听过希拉的名字。
And now he is learning and growing as a worker.
然后现在希拉也学着成为一名童工。
John Mark was a spoiled brat.
马可曾经是一个被宠坏的小孩子。
And now he's growing up and he's going to end up writing the Gospel of Mark.
那马可现在也在成长成熟，他将来还会写马可福音。
I wonder if Barnabas learned some things from this conflict.
我想可能巴拿巴也从这样子的争执中受益。
You see, I wonder if maybe the reason Mark matured is because Barnabas began to realize, yeah, Paul was partly right. I do need to put a little more pressure on him.
我想马可可以这么快的成熟，可能是巴拿巴也意识到，保罗或许是对的，我对于马可可能要更高的要求。
I wonder if Paul learned some things from Barnabas's emphasis on patience and grace.
我想保罗可能也从巴拿巴对恩典和耐心的这种强调中学到了功课。
Because a few years later, there's going to be a runaway slave by the name of Onesimus.
因为在几年之后会有一个逃跑的奴隶叫阿尼西摩。
And Paul is going to do for him what Barnabas did for John Mark.
而保罗对阿摩西摩做的事情就是当年巴拿巴对马可做的。
I wonder if after they left, Paul said,You know, I need to be a little bit more like Barnabas.
我想保罗可能会说，我要像更像巴拿巴一点。
He really frustrates me.
这确实让我很难受。
But I think I need some of his patience.
但是我觉得我确实需要一些巴拿巴的耐心。
God brought good out of bad.
神能从糟糕的环境中带出好的益处。
And here's the lesson that I want you to see.
所以这是我想让大家看到的。
In times of conflict, be patient.
说在争执当中要有耐心。
An issue comes up. We're divided. This brother thinks this, this sister thinks that.
说我们当中出现了一个问题，然后彼此分裂，这个弟兄是这么认为的，另外一个弟兄是那样认为的。
And we want it settled right now.
说我们现在就想把这个问题解决掉。
Give God time to work.
其实我们要给神一些时间，让他来做工。
You see, times of disagreement are a good test of our faith in God's sovereignty.
其实争执和争端，就意见不合，是一个很好的机会，让我们来测试自己对神的主权的信心。
When there's conflict.Especially when I lose the conflict and don't get what I wanted, is a good time to ask, Do I trust God to bring good out of what seems to me to be bad?
所以说当有争执争端的时候，尤其是我是处在劣势的那一方，那这是一个很好的机会让我来思考说，我是不是真的相信神可以在糟糕的坏的环境中带出益处带出好处。
Let me give you a quick example of what I mean.
我给大家举一个例子。
About 10 years ago, you remember that churches were starting to offer online services. About 10 years, online.
大概十年前教会开始有这个网上的聚会。
And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was very, very opposed.
然后我就跟我一个朋友聊到这件事，然后他就特别反对。
And the truth is, at that time, so was I.
事实上那个时候我也很反对。
Here's how we thought.
我们当时怎么想的呢？
People just sit at home in their easy chair, and they won't really worship, they'll just have it on in the background.
就是人们可能就懒洋洋地坐在家里，然后没有真正的敬拜，就是把那个放着背景音乐而已。
They'll quit coming to church.
然后他们也不再来教会。
Every time they get mad at the preacher, they'll go to another online church.
然后他们每一次不喜欢这个牧师的时候，他们就换一个频道去听另外一个牧师。
My friend and I were both very, very concerned about online services.
所以我和我的这个朋友，我们对这种网上聚会、网上敬拜都是持很强烈的这个保守意见的。
But my friend's church started an online service.
但是我朋友的教会，他们就开始了一个这个网上聚会。
He disagreed.
他就不同意。
He voted against it.
然后他也投了反对票。
He told the pastor it will ruin the church.
他也跟牧师说，你开展这个网上聚会会毁掉我们教会的。
But he didn't get mad and leave.
但是他没有因为生气或者不满意就离开。
Because there was nowhere in the Bible that it said, do not attend a church that has an online service.
因为圣经里没有说如果教会有网上聚会的话就别去这个教会。
He looked for it, I know him.
我很了解他，他肯定在圣经里查了的。
But it wasn't in there.
但圣经里没有这样说。
So he stayed.
所以他还留在那个教会。
Last year, a thing called COVID appeared.
去年当这个新冠疫情爆发的时候
，And online services really rescued us in a difficult time.
然后这个网上的聚会真的是在这个困难的环境中拯救了我们。
The church where my friend attends has put a lot into their online services.
然后我朋友的教会，他们也就是花了很多精力在他们的这个网上聚会当中。
They serve hundreds of people who are bedfast in nursing homes who cannot come to church.
然后他们就
and they serve them.
他们就服侍了成百上千的这些必须要卧床，然后没有办法来到实体敬拜当中的人。
My friend is getting ready to retire from his job.
然后我的朋友现在马上要退休了。
And I bumped into him this summer, and I said, "What are you going to do after you retire?"
然后今年夏天我遇到他，我就问他说，你退休之后打算做什么呢？
He said, "You'll never believe it."
他说，我说了你肯定都不相信。
I have gone to my pastor and I've asked, "Can I be the director of the online services?"
说我去找我的主任牧师，问他说，我能不能当我们教会网上聚会这个事工的负责人？
When someone who's part of our online service has a funeral, I'll go and be with the family.
说如果我们这个网上聚会的会众有一个葬礼的话，我会去作为他们家人去参加。
I'll call them during the week, our online attenders, and say, I saw you were in our service. Do you have anything you want us to pray for?
然后我会给这些在网上参加聚会的朋友们每周打电话，说我看到你在网上参加，有什么需要我们为你祷告的吗？
Here's what my friend taught me.
那我这个朋友他教会我一个功课。
Be patient and let God bring good even when I think differently.
就是我们要有耐心去等神在这个糟糕的环境中带出益处，即使在当下我们不是这么认为的。
There's a fourth lesson that I'm going to leave for another time.
然后我只能把第四个功课留到下一次再讲了。
But let me just finish with this. We're going to disagree sometimes.
但是我想告诉大家，我们有的时候是会有分歧。
Every church has disagreements. Every church has things where they disagree with each other.
说每一个教会都会有这样那样的分歧。
All the way in Acts, there were disagreements.
你看到《使徒行传》全篇其实讲的都是各样的分歧。
But it says the church in Acts was in one accord.
但是《使徒行传》当中讲到的那个教会是同心合意。
And we at Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel are called to be in one accord.
我们棕榈滩华人基督教会也被呼召要做同心合意的教会。
We'll disagree about some things.
我们会在这样那样的事件上有分歧。
We'll disagree about worship styles.
我们可能关于这个敬拜的风格有分歧。
We'll disagree about ministry decisions.
或者是这个服事的决定会有分歧。
We'll disagree about how long the preacher should preach.
我们会对这个讲员到底要讲多长时间有分歧。
But we won't, we must not allow our disagreements to divide the body of Christ.
但是我们不能，我们必须要，必须不可以让我们的分歧分裂基督的身体。
We must love and respect our opponents, our brothers in Christ, even when we disagree.
即使在我们意见不合的时候，我们依旧要爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
We must commit, I will not tear down my fellow believer, even when I think they're wrong.
即使我认为我的弟兄或者姐妹做错了，我也不会去摧毁他，去败坏他的名声。
And we will trust God to accomplish His good, even in disagreements and difficult times.
即使在困难的时候，在有意见不合的时候，我们也要相信神会行他的旨意，会带出益处。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, I thank you for the privilege of being part of your church.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们有这样子的权益，成为你教会的一份。
But Lord, being part of the church includes being part of sometimes disagreements.
而作为教会的一部分，意味着有的时候我们会有分歧。
There are conflicts.
会有冲突。
We have different ideas about how things should be done.
我们会有不同的意见，觉得这个事情该怎么做。
And Satan would love to use those things.
而撒旦会
to destroy us.
撒旦会很乐意用这些事情来摧毁我们。
So God, I ask you this morning that you will never let that happen.
主啊，我今天早上祈求你永远不要让这样子的事情发生。
Challenge every one of us.To be committed to unity.
主啊，你挑战我们每一个人，让我们可以委身在合一当中。
That we won't allow Satan to destroy our mission through division.
我们不允许撒旦通过意见的不合与分歧来毁掉我们的服事。
But that we'll be committed to unity as the body of Christ.
而我们要彼此委身在基督里合一。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.